hungry.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello. Hello.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm really good. How you doing?
Good. I'm really excited that there was an overwhelmingly positive response to the video podcast.
Yeah.
I know. Do we think it's legit or did they just win prizes? We're like, if we get to 1,000 comments, something great will happen.
Oh, wait, is that what we said?
We said 1,000. We did not get to 1,000. We got a few hundred.
1,000 comments? Yeah. Did we say 1,000 views or comments?
Comments.
Comments.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want to make a donation. Because okay. People were like, ASPCA, yeah. Blah, blah. We're making a donation to the ASPCA. So for as... like triple the amount from the amount of comments that we had.
Yeah.
Aww, whatever that is.
That's amazing. So you guys can keep commenting. By the way, what's the new, if you are watching this, no, hang on. If you are, I forgot we can't edit out.
Yeah, now you just screwed up the whole thing for me. We're going to keep that in on the video.
If you are listening to this and you're like, what do you mean I can watch this? Just go to hungrygirl.com/vidcast, VIDCAST.
Wow.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It isn't yet. But after this podcast, Mike's going to set it up. So if you go to hungrygirl.com/vidcast, that is where you'll be able to watch the podcast.
This is very loud in my ear.
Sorry. Oh, I can adjust that.
No, it's not you. I think it's just that. Can you?
Yeah, let me adjust it.
Okay, thank you. It's not a Jamie problem. It's a volume problem.
Is that better?
Much better. Perfect. All right. Very excited about today.
Yeah.
We have another haul.
Yes.
This is a Walmart haul.
Yay.
Don't say it.
I was gonna.
Don't say it.
I was gonna.
He was gonna say Hallmart.
It is.
All right, but you went shopping for this, or was this an online situation?
A little bit of both. What? I went in store. I had some things that I knew Walmart had specifically, and I went in store. They didn't have it, so then I went online and found what I wanted to find online.
Well, I'm excited for all of it.
Me too. You've been doing really well on these hauls.
Thank you.
You're
the
so
pressure.
Good, Mikey.
The
You're
pressure.
Such a good shopper.
I try my best.
All right. What are we starting with? Do you have anything exciting?
I do. Which I left in last time. Me saying that. Okay. So the protein craze continues. Yes. Protein is everywhere. Get ready for protein Doritos. The chip will have 10 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. It will only be in two flavors for now, nacho cheese and sweet and tangy barbecue, which are probably the best flavors anyways.
Yum.
And in case you were wondering, the protein comes from dairy-based casein, so it's natural. And they should be rolling out this month in stores everywhere, so be on the lookout.
I'm on the lookout now. Do you have them?
I don't have them.
Darn. I thought for sure you had them.
No. But I do have a surprise breaking shoes. If we want to move on from Doritos, I do have a surprise breaking shoes.
We do. But I am secretly, not so secretly, hoping that they don't taste like a, you know how like protein chips taste either like powdery or the texture's bad?
Yeah, the texture's like kind of cardboardy.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I'm hoping not.
I feel like because it's Doritos, they've got the money, they've got the power behind it to develop an excellent protein chip.
100%.
Frito-Lay.
Okay.
All right. What are we tasting?
So the big breaking news is we're all fans of Frank's Red Hot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they somehow decide to sneak in a new product. Gummies.
What?
Frank's Red Hot Gummies.
Wait, are they like gummy candies that taste like hot sauce?
Yeah, they're gummy bears.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
So what does it taste? Well, it says sweet, spicy, salty, fruity. What?
Yeah,
is
and
this
these,
like a product that's going to be out?
Yeah,
it's
at Walmart. I got it on walmart.com and it's available. It's not in stores. Like, I mean, it's not in our store, but it was at walmart.com.
First of all, smells very, very, very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Does not smell like hot sauce. And there's different flavors. So I think it's probably spicy fruit, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'm just going to take one. I thought it was going to taste like hot sauce. Are you going to try one? Oh, no.
It smells more fruity than spicy.
Ooh, it smells very fruity.
It's like tajin. It's like fruit with tajin on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I like that.
If you like spicy fruit, you'll like it.
So I had the lemon.
What was mine? It was like
is it like dusted with?
No. Whoa, the kick! You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you were gonna take a hot sauce and do this, Frank's is the right one because it's not like a traditional hot sauce. It's like kind of salty and buttery, if that makes sense. Like it's
this doesn't taste like Frank's though. I just think they put spices on the gummy.
I love it.
Yeah,
I've been enjoying that a lot. Like it's getting hotter and hotter, and I like it.
I think it's interesting. I don't think I'll be eating them on the regular.
Yeah.
But wow, congrats. Kudos to you for finding those.
Yeah, thank you.
If I don't think this is the type of product we care about being guilt-free because yeah. it is what it is. But if you're curious, 14 pieces, 150 calories, no fat. It's interesting. Sugar is not listed, but that's obviously what it is.
Has to be.
Oh, unless I found it. 29 grams of sugar.
Mm. Okay.
Frank's Red Hot Spicy Gummy Bears.
All right.
Okay, Mike, you can take those home.
Thank you.
Congrats. I will. Congrats. Enjoy. Okay. Are we ready to start the products?
That's all I got.
Ooh.
Okay. Time to chew.
First up, we have a new sausage from Amy Lou. This is a breakfast time sausage. This is a refrigerated product. This label feels warm.
Yeah.
It's like toasty.
Everything's been on a hot plate.
Chicken mini links.
They're so cute.
They are cute.
They're like half-sized. Hold
yeah,
one
they're
up.
Like breakfast size links. They're yeah. like traditional breakfast sausage links.
That'll be for you. You can
okay.
have that one.
Thanks.
Dirty up your napkin. Although I did dirty up your napkin.
You already did, but that's okay.
Is this flavored or just chicken?
That's a good question.
Well, Jamie, there's yours.
I think it's breakfasty, so I have a feeling it's going to taste like the traditional.
Like sage.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, my
amazing.
God.
That is fantastic.
Wait. Lisa, you're going to lose your mind. Just guess how many calories are in that.
In each one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a good lose your mind.
30?
Like 25. So it's three links for 80 calories.
Wow.
Three of those for 80 calories.
Wow. I stole your napkin too.
There's hardly any ingredients.
Okay.
Chicken without antibiotics and then less than 2% of rosemary, water, kosher salt, parsley, spices, and vinegar.
That's amazing. That's delicious. I would eat that every day.
Every day.
That might be the best thing Amy Lou has ever made.
It's amazing. It's so juicy.
It is. It's like such a good texture.
Yeah.
It is just a perfect breakfast sausage.
Yeah. It manages to taste both healthy and decadent. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel good eating it. It's not greasy.
Right.
It's not like too salty.
It doesn't coat your tongue. It doesn't
make
you feel nauseous.
It makes me feel great.
Makes me feel like I love Amy.
Yeah. Three links for 80 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein, 420 milligrams of sodium. Not bad. Not bad. Mike, add to cart.
And where else do we get these?
Thanks for asking. Sprouts, Walmart, and other retailers nationwide. It's sausages by Amy Lou. Breakfast time mini chicken links. They are in the fridge section.
Okay. I'll be purchasing those. Next up, we have a Better Goods product. That's the Walmart brand. It's a plant-based, organic, vegan protein broth.
I realize I left the box in the refrigerator because I didn't want it to go bad.
That's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a big green carton.
Mm-hmm. Wait, like a milk carton?
Like a soup carton.
Like a shelf-stable soup.
Yeah, like a rectangle.
Yeah. So this is one cup right here. I did the
it's
serving.
Creamy.
Yeah.
That is a soy milk-based creamy vegan soup starter.
He was so excited. He's like, this is going to be the find of the century.
Wow, but have you tasted it, Mike?
No.
No. I'm spilling it everywhere.
Wait. Oh, but we don't have the calorie counts of this either.
Yeah, do you want me to give you a Toxa Munch yourself?
No, I got it.
She's got it.
One cup, 110 calories, 5 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein.
Oh, I love this. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like comfort food. Like it's almost like a soup that your mom would feed you when you're a child.
Yeah.
I would put like big chunks of it. I sound like Jamie. I'd put big chunks of vegetables in it and then like veggie noodles or like zero calorie noodles or protein pasta. I'm in love with this. It's like addictive.
It's like somewhere between a broth. It's more broth than creamy soup. You know, it's the consistency of a broth, but it's creamy.
Creamy broth, which is interesting.
Yeah, because it smells like chicken noodle soup, right? But it doesn't taste like it, but it smells like it.
And it is...
I love this.
It's legume. I like that word. Legume and vegetable broth. So it is a vegan protein and it has a resealable container. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted.
This to me is like a sipping soup too. Like this is something I would drink. You're aware that it has... It almost tastes like coconut milk, soy milk. Like it's got that like kind of slight nuttiness to it. It's really flavorful.
This is so... good and so unique.
Yeah.
How did you even find this, Mike?
Hang on. Let me put
I want more. I want more of it. He's putting it away.
I believe that was one of the online items that I wanted to find in store. Couldn't find in store. I went online. I think it's a new item for Walmart for their Is it Better Goods? Is that their
it's
brand?
It's Better Goods. Yeah. And it's interesting because I've never seen that made by like a more traditional mm-hmm. brand. So yeah. it's very innovative for them. Yeah. yeah. I think. Does it come in other flavors?
Let me check. By the way, Dana was letting us know that, let's see, there's a nearly identical product from Sam's Club. Mm. But she can't find anything else because she was looking. She said the same thing. It's so unusual. Usually this is like a private label right, situation. Right. She said she doesn't see anything else like it.
And Sam's and Walmart are related, so it makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yum. I'm so into that. It's Better Goods plant-based organic vegan protein broth. It's a shelf stable and it is a Walmart exclusive.
Okay. Next up.
You and Jamie have done something very dangerous.
What's that?
You only took one bite of your sausage link, and
I'm gonna finish it. Okay. Don't touch it.
Can I take yours, Jamie?
Do not. I'm glad. It's so weird because normally we sit this way.
Yeah.
Like, and now I'm sitting next to Mike. I'm afraid he's gonna like
eat your food.
Start touching my food
because I usually take some of Jamie's food.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, but next up we have another soup item. This is cup noodles. By the way, this did used to be called cup o noodles.
Yeah, it's not
our imagination. Yeah, it's not whatever.
Mandela.
Exactly. Yeah. Cup noodles, limited edition wings ramen noodles in sauce in spicy buffalo with ranch.
That is so many flavors.
This sounds like a sodium nightmare.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up so we get all the flavors in here.
There's pictures of ranch. There's pictures of a big turkey leg. No, it's a chicken leg.
Mike, that's the cutest cup. Wait, show it to the camera.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh,
that one? I don't know. I found it.
It's that one specifically. It's like a teeny tiny soup bowl.
It's like
bowl.
A little ramen bowl. And is there broth in here or is it just noodles?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because it's been sitting for so long that maybe the broth kind of like...
Absorbed.
Absorbed. I mean, I put the right amount, 6.4 ounces.
Wow, that's very specific.
It is. Well, I mean, there is a fill line too, but I did do 6.4 ounces because I wanted to make sure it was.
Oh my gosh, it smells like the best mac and cheese. Like
it's interesting. There's like no broth, but it's a cup
of
noodles.
Let me see if I can get you some broth down at the bottom here. No, I can't.
Whoa.
I feel like the broth kind of like congealed.
That's pretty spicy.
I think the best thing ever.
I was going to say, this feels like something for like boys in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got
it. How much sodium is in this?
1180.
Oh, wow.
That whole package is 1180 and 380 calories, 14 grams of fat, 9 grams of protein. This is not our usual type of item.
No.
I got it because I thought it was just fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Lisa likes cup noodle and how they have all their creations and stuff.
I like trying new, interesting.
Yeah.
Spins on things that have been for around forever.
You know,
and I like ramen.
If we could make, oh my gosh, wait, I'm getting so inspired. Like a shirataki recipe, right? Where we take ranch seasoning and like Red Hot, and we kind of recreate this type of thing. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, maybe with like miso broth.
Mm-hmm.
It would be yummy.
Dana, if you're listening,
let's
take note.
I think we should experiment.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a little hot. It's a little intense.
But I think if we did it with Red Hot, which is not super spicy, like it would just be so yummy.
Yeah. It's just so much sodium. We're going to get, people are going to scream at us.
Hey, we're not saying go out and buy it.
And we're not even saying make it. Do whatever you want.
Ugh. Yeah.
Drink water.
You said sodium. I'm looking at the next one.
Okay. In case you don't mind the sodium. Cup noodles, limited edition wings, ramen noodles in sauce, in spicy buffalo with ranch. Shelf stable item, Walmart exclusive. Wait, Walmart exclusive. Interesting.
Interesting. And they also have garlic, parm, and lemon pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, next up, Chef Ramsay. Is this Gordon Ramsay? Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Does he yell at you from the box?
Open it up.
That is
Chef Ramsay.
Really funny.
Slow roasted beef in a red wine sauce.
Don't look at the sodium.
Okay, I shan't.
But look, it's a swap for a restaurant meal. Restaurant meals have like 3,000 milligrams of sodium.
Wait. What does that say? 16.
1610?
That's a lot.
That is excessive.
Jamie?
Jamie's like, don't blah, 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 blah. What?
Still
I'm having a potato.
It's going to be really good, though.
Oh, it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Not spicy, really hot. Hot.
I think I made the burner on high.
Yeah, the burner is doing its
Is it smoking now? Time. This is really good, though.
I just had a moment where I was like, wait, do I eat beef? And then I was like, yeah, no, I do.
It's good.
A little chewy.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
It's not like this. How many calories is this? Oh, it's pretty low cal, but I don't know.
Mine was very chewy.
It is chewy.
Yeah.
It's not like a melt in your mouth restaurant quality.
I did pick it up because of the locale. I didn't even think to look at the sodium. I know that we don't always look at sodium, but that is really 70%, I think it says, is your daily value.
You know, it's interesting though, because the bar has been raised so high with companies like Kevin's, or, you know, and other companies that just do such a good job with especially steak and beef. And I don't know, this, it's not quite up to par.
Yeah. It's very rich, the sauce, which I like. I feel like all of this, if nothing else, is giving us inspiration for like recipes and meals we could do. So one bowl, 270 calories, 12 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein. It is slow roasted beef in a red wine sauce by Chef Ramsay. And it is exclusively at Walmart. So says Walmart. But Dana said she's seeing listings on a couple of other retail sites. Okay. The dark web.
The dark web. Dana, no. Okay, next up. I'm super excited about this product because I heard about it somehow, somewhere. This is a Del Monte Mexican-style street corn. So this is a canned corn. But to me, street corn is usually creamy. Mm-hmm. And this looks like it's in more of like a brothy type of situation.
Yeah, and it's interesting. If you read the can, it says, for spicy, cook it in a stovetop. And for a medium, put it in the microwave. Huh? I've never seen that before.
What?
Yeah, read that, Jamie.
Wait, no, I don't see that. All I see
that
is...
That does not make sense.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on.
Look at it on the very bottom.
To heat, select spice level. Spicy in a skillet. Medium in a microwave.
So what did you do?
Microwave. And then it said that you could drain or keep it or keep the liquid in. I decided to keep the liquid in so it keeps the flavor. I don't know.
Okay, so this just tastes like corn with like Mexican spices.
Yeah.
And it's a little hot. But like if you wanted to make it into a street corn, I would just like add a wedge of Laughing Cow or some cream cheese to it.
That's what I was expecting. I feel like it's just corn with spices and it's yummy.
Yeah. It is good though.
But I don't know if it needs to exist.
Yeah. By the way, where you saw it was, which is where I found it, we have this Hungry Girl Instagram little group where we all find finds and we all share it with each other.
And
that's where I found it. Yeah.
It's very exclusive. It's only the staffers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never shared anything, but I always read and like everything. So if anyone's liking it or saying, wow, it's me.
Yeah. If you do want to be in the know, by the way, and you're on Instagram and you're like, what do you mean there's an exclusive group? You can go to our @HungryGirl Instagram account and click on HG Daily. And you'll get lots of news and info there.
Yeah, that's where to get the daily emails. So if you get the emails, great. If you're saying, what are the emails? You should sign up. But if you don't want things in your inbox, you could join that group and get that sent to you there.
Yeah. We're everywhere. If you want us to like mail you a copy of the emails, we'll do that.
I'll come to your house and recite it for
you.
There
you go.
Like through the U.S. Postal Service?
Yeah, or FedEx, depending what's cheaper. half a cup has 70 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein. It's, you know, it's corn. It's corn, people. It's Del Monte Mexican style street corn.
Do you remember that kid, the It's Corn kid?
It's corn.
I don't remember.
It's like corn.
Three or four,
a
maybe longer.
A big lump of knobs.
Yeah, and then people on Instagram or TikTok made a song out of it, and it became like a whole thing.
I don't know. I might have missed that
Can
one.
You imagine a more wonderful thing? It's corn. Yeah. A big lump of knobs.
Well, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You the corn kid. Remember. I don't remember the corn kid.
This is.
I remember Charlie bit my finger.
This is, by the way, at supermarkets nationwide. It's also on Amazon.
Okay, next up. This is one of those licensed products from Coffee Mate. So this is a liquid Coffee Mate, which normally I don't do, but this is zero sugar. And it's a collab with Harry Potter, Butterbeer.
Yeah. And so Jamie and I, while I try to open this up, went to Universal Studios with our nieces over the holidays last December and went to Harry Potter World, and they have Butterbeer like drinks. And it was unbelievable. And so now they have Butterbeer. I can't do this, Jamie. So now they have Butterbeer. My fingernails are not like strong.
I love the like... like the gender expectation switch. You're like, here, open this. Normally, it's like you give it to a...
Right.
Well, because I know that you are good with those things.
This is not about strength.
Yeah.
It's about endurance.
I will break my nail. Like, my nail will bend, and it'll break, and it'll be a terrible, terrible time.
Yeah, but I'll spill this everywhere.
Yeah, but at least we can clean that up, and it's over and done with.
You can't clean up your nails. You know what I do?
There's a scissor right
there.
I'm
going to tell you what I do.
I know, but I don't want to, like...
I literally stab it. And yeah, open it that way. Yeah, that's what Jamie's doing.
Yeah.
I stab it. So it's sweetened with sucralose and ace K. And I'm curious, is butter beer like butterscotch?
Yes.
It probably is.
I almost poured it into this lid because I thought that's why you were handing
it to
me. Oh,
that's what I thought. I was like, give me the lid.
I mean, I guess for portion control, you can do that, right? Because it's probably only like an ounce.
I feel like there's too great a chance of spillage.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be crazy sweet.
Mike gave us, like, that's a lot.
Here, Jamie, that's for
I mean,
you.
Should we be all trying right, this I in will. Coffee?
I don't know.
I'm just like, going to dip my tongue in it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
That is so good.
It is tasty.
Yeah.
How many calories a tablespoon?
10.
10 calories a tablespoon. It's intensely sweet, which of course, because it's like a sweetened creamer.
Yeah. I think it'd be really good in coffee, but also I think you need I don't think you need a ton of that, like, because it's so strong.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I just think there's so many good. And this is probably just, if you love butterscotch, you will love that. I would rather have a French vanilla creamer.
Yeah.
I would too. And then I'm also wondering who it's for. So is it like, it's not really for kids because it's a creamer. It's Harry Potter and that's kid, but it's zero sugar.
Oh, I know what it's for. It's for when you're in the supermarket and the kid goes, Mom, Harry Potter, you have to get it.
But,
and then the mom gets creamer. It. I know, but the mom will put it in the cart and the kid will never use it. And
I don't think you all realize this. But Harry Potter came out like 20-something years ago.
Oh, so they're all adults.
They're all adults now.
Oh.
And think about when we went to Harry Potter Land, most people there were adults. I mean, they had kids with them, but they were adults, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's for the kids that were eating those vomit-flavored jelly beans.
The kids at heart.
Yeah.
But Lisa, this will interest you. There is also Butterbeer cold foam.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I tried
for kids and adults.
I tried to find and they didn't have it. So
I would like
and it's
that.
Not sugar free, so it's just which is actually a good thing because it's not going to have those sweeteners that we don't always love.
Yeah, the aftertaste. Okay,
but if you're into this, Coffee Mate Zero Sugar Harry Potter Butterbeer Creamer, it's in the fridge section at supermarkets and retailers nationwide.
Cool. I feel like this isn't the best haul that I've done, but I think things are about to get better.
Okay. All right. Okay. No pressure. Next up, we have Goldfish seasoned pretzels in honey mustard.
Oh.
So they're like Goldfish pretzels from our friends at Pepperidge Farm. Isn't that who makes those? Pretzels, honey mustard pretzels. I'm surprised this doesn't exist already, or it hasn't existed.
Well, it does.
No, I mean before this.
I gotcha.
Like,
you're right.
I don't, I think surprising.
Did they have maybe original pretzels and just the flavors are new?
Yeah, they've had Goldfish pretzels, but I don't know. I'm shocked that there's no honey mustard.
Do these seem bigger?
There's a hot buffalo.
Than normal? I mean, I know they're bigger than the Goldfish, like the regular Goldfish, but these seem bigger.
Yeah, they're kind of bloated.
They're amazing. Can I eat the whole bag?
That is fantastic.
Yum. Wow. They're amazing. I want to eat all of them.
That is seven phenomenal. Servings.
Love them.
Wow.
Ooh. I would put that on a salad as like a little crouton alternative.
That would be great.
And with like popcorn, if you did like 100 calorie bag of popcorn and then just like a handful of these, you would have like a lower calorie snack mix. 140 calories for 23 fishies, 5 grams of fat.
Not bad.
I think that might be the most realistic like honey mustard flavor of all. Like honey mustard chips or pretzel. Like that's so.
That's great.
Just really good.
Spot on.
And it's not like overwhelming.
Anyway. I have a thought. Like I love when we have like, you know, you can take ranch seasoning and make anything taste like ranch. Is there honey mustard seasoning packets? Because I feel like that would be. I would put that on chicken if I had honey mustard powder. I would there put that be, on.
You know who should make that? Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Like why don't they?
Yeah.
I don't think it exists.
Do you remember that brand? Colonel Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have it. Yeah. It's for popcorn, but I'm sure you can put it on other things.
Look it up. Jamie's going to do some on-the-spot research.
On-the-spot research.
While you do that, I'm going to think about... Wait, did you tell people where to get that?
I mean, so there's like a rub, like spice rubs.
No, well,
there's
what's the spice lab?
There's this thing that's a shake. That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, shakes.
No, like... That
no,
looks
I think
like
it's... No, I think isn't it like you shake it?
Oh yeah, premium seasoning.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not like a
milkshake. I thought it was like protein powder.
No, that would be the worst idea ever.
All right, so she does exist.
Okay, maybe we should order it.
Maybe that is Goldfish seasoned pretzels and honey mustard at supermarkets and retailers nationwide and on Amazon.
Yay! Next, we have another snack. This is Smash Kitchen Kettle Cooked Potato Chips in American Style Barbecue. So this Smash Kitchen is also a Walmart thing, isn't it?
I think
so. From what I understand.
We had, we tried their ketchup last year in a Walmart haul.
And it's good.
And now it looks like they've expanded into chips. And I believe Dana had a note about who owns this.
Well, actually,
wait, is that Walmart?
She said, it's time to play Guess What Celebrity Co-Founded This Brand. But then she said, I'm going to tell you, you'll never guess.
Who?
Glenn Powell.
Oh, that's good. These are yummy.
There you go.
They're good, but they're not like, they taste very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Not innovative.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is not a protein chip. This is not a low-calorie chip. The health factor is no artificial flavors or colors.
Mm-hmm.
1 ounce has 140 calories, 7 grams of fat, only 190 milligrams of sodium. That's good.
Yeah, and you can taste that there's a lot less sodium. So
yeah, that's true. So. It doesn't like overwhelm you with the flavorings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm into it.
And that's just a Walmart exclusive, right?
Yes. It just launched. It's nationwide at Walmart and Walmart.com. Don't enter that. It is also in classic sea salt, rosemary, and hot honey barbecue, Glenn's fave.
And Lisa, I did see the rosemary, but I knew not to get it.
I hate her.
I know.
I hate her.
What did she do to you?
She's horrible. She tastes terrible. All right. Next up, we have Smart Food Fiber Pop in sweet and salty. Smart Food Fiber Pop. So this is a Smart Food, the popcorn people, a fiber-packed popcorn, which is interesting. Where is this fiber coming from, Jamie?
I don't know.
You're going to answer that by looking at the bag in a minute.
Sure will.
Wowee. Kazowie, as they say. Ooh.
Soluble corn fiber. They put corn on their corn.
That's really good.
This is ridiculously, amazingly, excellently perfect.
This is not kettle corn. This is closer to like caramel corn. Like it's coated in like, not fully coated, lightly it's coated like in like a sugary.
It's like caramel corn and kettle corn had a baby.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is like.
Yeah.
The best thing ever. How much fiber is in here?
So 1.5 cups has 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 6 grams of fiber.
How many servings in this bag?
6.
So if you accidentally eat the whole bag?
You're going to be having a fiber situation.
130 times 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would eat half
really
that bag.
Good.
That's
dessert
amazing.
To me. That is dessert. If you put that on like ice cream or in yogurt, in yogurt, is that weird?
I mean, I think it is because I love the crunch, so I wouldn't want it to be.
But just like one, like I would like each spoonful of yogurt, I would put. It would be great.
Okay.
I'm not crazy. Someone please comment. I'm not crazy.
I believe you.
That'd be good in yogurt. Like frozen yogurt. Not
yogurt.
Oh.
I think frozen yogurt would be better.
I would take
weird,
a Greek. No, I'm right. A Greek yogurt. Someone please back me up. A Greek yogurt.
But you know what, Jamie? You are a little unconventional with your taste. So I think that's.
Thank you.
How about
Jamie.
This? If you agree with Jamie, why don't you text 805-380-8075 and you'll be in the drawing to win something.
But then they're
and
just going to
if you don't
in,
agree with Jamie, you'll still
if,
just
yeah. text
if
your commentary on the subject.
You're more likely to win.
It doesn't matter who you agree with. Yeah. You'll be entered to win a prize.
Yes. It also comes in toffee and sea salt, and it's available at supermarkets nationwide. Smart Food Fiber Pop.
I'm taking it home.
It's all yours.
Okay.
Kay.
Yay. Next up, this is exciting. Like, this is like, these are popped M&Ms. So these are like freeze-dried M&Ms.
Yeah. And we actually,
caramel.
We discussed these in a Breaking Chew, I think maybe the last episode of the year that this was coming out.
Really?
It's out. Oh, wow.
Are they huge? Are they huge?
Oh, because it's freeze-dried.
Whoa.
Oh, hold that up to the camera. That is so cool looking.
Whoa.
Look at that.
This is amazing. These are a thing of beauty.
It's exploding.
This looks like you couldn't. Like, you couldn't try to do this unless it happened naturally. I am so excited.
It's like it has a hat and a bottom.
Yeah.
It's like it's popping out of a shell.
Yes. Crunchy and airy. Do you love it?
I kind of want to high-five you.
Why?
I don't know.
This is the best thing ever.
That is the best thing ever.
Oh, my God.
The only thing that would make that better, everyone knows what I'm going to say, is if there was peanut butter. If it was a peanut butter M&M. Yeah.
There will be one. This is how many do you get?
11
pieces. I'm eating one more.
For how many calories?
130.
That's not
five
bad.
Grams
That's
of fat.
Not bad. This is amazing.
Grams yeah. of sugar.
I could eat like four or five of these and feel okay.
Yeah, and that would be good in yogurt. Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow. How come these are not all over the news?
I don't know.
Well, they are now. We're a news resource.
They were on my Breaking Shoes a couple months ago.
Dana's commentary. Dana, you have to come in and try this now because her original commentary was, freeze-dried candy makes me feel like a grumpy old person. I don't want my chocolate to be crunchy. I want it to be rich and melty, and I want my caramel to be gooey like nature intended.
You know what? That's exactly, I mean, not word for word, but that's what she said to me yesterday when I was I did the video for the freeze-dried, like, cream puffs, and she was talking on and on about the freeze-dried chocolate being creamy, and I was like, wow, well, she is really standing firm.
Then she said, Dana, she goes, and I don't want to hear, Dana, plenty of caramel is crunchy if it's cooked that way, just get off my lawn.
Get off,
grumpy
said,
old
get
person.
Off my lawn yesterday.
Dana,
she's going to love these.
We are going to change you. You're going to be a changed person.
I know she'll like
an
me.
Ungrumpy young person.
Wait,
once
was
again.
That it? Was that the last item?
That was it.
What?
That's
I'm
it.
Looking for more.
Oh, that's it. Sorry, I disappointed.
I guess I have to eat more M&Ms.
Yeah, I already had another one.
I had two.
Oh, okay. So
I want sausages. Mm. That ramen noodle was really good.
Wow.
I had some misses today. I'll admit it. This is not my best.
This is not on you, Mikey.
In my defense, a lot of the stuff came from other people. I'm blaming everybody else.
But this is not. You don't take it personally when things get low scores.
I know.
It's the intent. All right.
The next episode will be really good, though.
I just realized, look, my bracelet is sticking to the mic stand.
Whoa. So there's a magnet in there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
You ready to rate?
Yeah.
Not you.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay. First on the list. Well, we're not rating. Are we rating the Red Hot gummy?
I mean, I would give it a 7.5.
Wow.
You would give it higher.
I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the sausages by Amy Lou, Breakfast Time Mini Chicken Links.
I'm giving those 9.75.
Okay.
Those
good
are
shapes.
Excellent.
I'm starting off strong.
Excellent. Yes,
moving on to Better Goods, plant-based, organic, vegan, protein broth.
I'm giving that a 10.
Wow.
Well deserved.
All right, let's stop there.
I mean, I want more of that broth. Yeah. I will be happy. Is it a big container?
Yeah, there's a half a carton still. So I think maybe it's either 2 or 3 cups.
Yeah.
For the carton.
I'm in love.
Go. Next up, we tried cup noodles, limited edition wings, ramen noodles in sauce, in spice, lots of ins, in sauce, in spicy with ranch, spicy buffalo with ranch.
In a six. Yeah. I'm giving it a 6.
All right. My average is still good.
Yeah, yeah. This is not you. Did
I know.
You invent
I'm
the
making
noodles?
It all about me right now.
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
What's
I feel like someone we know at our sushi
like
place.
Wait, what?
No.
Nothing.
So at our sushi place makes everything about him. But anyways.
Wait, who does?
Don't worry, he's not watching this.
Yeah.
He would be. It's all about him.
The co-owner of the sushi place.
Really? The boyfriend of the...
Yeah, yes. Whenever we talk about something, it always comes right
all
back
roads
to him.
Lead back.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we love him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, by Chef Ramsey, slow-cooked beef in a red wine sauce.
Seven. Seven. Don't take it personally.
No.
Seven's not a bad score.
I should have known. I should have known.
No,
we
weren't
curious.
Have known.
That
How
been
could
great.
You know?
Can we yell at him?
No.
I'm
well,
afraid of him.
Well, he'd yell at us if we produced something like that.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How could you? Del Monte Mexican style street corn.
It's not bad, but I'm still going to give it an 8. I am, which is higher than it probably should be, but I liked
it.
Yeah,
and they had other cans. They had like a teriyaki. I can't remember the other. I remember the teriyaki. So we might want to try the other ones. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know why a person like me would like that? Because I'm not like a big salad dressing person. But if you put a few spoonfuls of that on your salad, it'll flavor the salad without dressing.
Yeah.
We have such a giant bowl of it. It's so funny sitting there with its
All
spoon
right.
in it.
I'll eat it.
Okay. Coffee Mate Zero Sugar Harry Potter Butter Beer Creamer.
Confusing. Not amazing. 6.5.
All right.
Fair.
Just okay.
Sorry, Harry.
Goldfish seasoned pretzels and honey mustard.
9.5.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent goldfish. I really, really did enjoy those.
Smash Kitchen kettle cooked potato chips in American style barbecue.
7. It's a solid chip.
Yeah.
It's okay. No artificial colors. Yeah. So
I'm surprised they don't lean into the low sodium.
Maybe chips aren't Maybe it's not that low sodium.
No. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about Smart Food Fiber Pop in Sweet and Salty.
10.
Saw it coming.
Where's the bag? 10. People, if you're going to run out and buy anything after this episode, please make it this. And Jamie, remind them where they can get it.
You can get this at supermarkets nationwide.
Retailers nationwide. Remember that phase?
Amazon too? Or no, not on Amazon.
I think they might be on Amazon.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Well, so when good. You if you ever want to find more information on these products, go to hungrygirl.com/foodcast and we will link you. And remember, if you want to watch us, hungrygirl.com/vidcast.
Yep. And we do on the foodcast page, I'm hoping, link to the vidcast
yes,
too, right?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
We do.
Great.
Last up, M&M's popped in caramel.
10.
Yeah.
That is the easiest 10. This might be the food find yeah. of the year. I mean, it's not a healthy food. It's not a this or that or the other thing. It's just brilliant. Everybody loves an M&M. This yeah. is like a really good execution of an M&M innovation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not the actual size, but they really do look like this. Like they explode and yeah. the shell. I don't know if the M's stayed on.
I didn't see an M. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't see an M. So I don't know. You may have to like paint the little M on, but...
How did they not give us an M?
Crunchy and airy.
Well, give us an M.
I'm going to look one more time. Okay. Well, what else do we have to do? Do we have any other business
no,
to
that's
cover?
That's it. We did a contest. We did
There's
the parading.
No
what day is this going live?
It is going up on Wednesday, a week from today. So today okay. is whatever that day is, a week from today.
All right. All right. Happy Wednesday,
yeah.
people.
Please comment. Comment, like, review us.
Share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Bow.
Should we talk about our next episode? It's going to be really fun.
What is it?
It's going to be the stuff that we found at Expo West.
Oh. Yeah. So it's basically like a breaking food finds, like the latest, newest, most wonderful, interesting, healthy, natural food finds.
Yeah, it's yep. the food show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, I missed it this year, but you guys went and there's thousands of new products
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they're very innovative and I can't wait to try them.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I brought home, I counted 126 products.
What?
It's going to be a yeah. long podcast.
But we're going to narrow it down yes, to will. What we think will be like the best, you know, dozen or so.
In two episodes or one?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll
see. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank right. you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. And we will definitely see you soon. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king, tasting, laughing, prizes too, all the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew.